So welcome to our latest mindfulness session. So just make sure that you are in a comfortable position, preferably lying down, eyes closed, and just take a moment to just check in and try to relax. So if you're clenching your jaw or your fists or anything, just try and relax those and just try and sink into the floor as much as you possibly can. Okay, so just taking a moment to just connect to our breath. And just try to slow down our breathing, take control of our breathing by breathing in, holding that breath for a moment, and then breathing out. So we're breathing in through our mouth and out through our nose this time. And then the other way around, we're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. So if you'd like to just continue with your breathing, whatever feels comfortable for you, while I introduce the rest of the session. So mindfulness practice offers a way for people to disengage from the hectic world around them by focusing their attention inward. In mindfulness practice, we learn to use the breath as a vehicle to create more of an inner peace. By connecting to the breath, we can disconnect from upsetting thoughts, emotions, and other stressors that normally disrupt this peace. However, like many abstract concepts, the concept of inner peace may be difficult for us to understand. In this meditation, we're going to use a metaphor, okay, talking about a hurricane. So we're going to associate our sense of inner peace with this hurricane. So within the strong, often turbulent winds of a hurricane is what's called the eye of the storm, which is a calm, quiet, centered space. So we're going to try to help you to explore this inner peace by using your breath to become like the eye of the hurricane. So the kind of silent part within ourselves that can notice difficult or challenging experiences, but without getting caught up and carried away by them. And there is a large body of research which supports the use of mindfulness meditation, okay, for helping with psychological distress and emotional well-being. So we're going to follow this guided mindfulness exercise, which will help us to clear our minds of worry about the past or the future and allow us to focus on the present moment in time. So just take a moment to just check in with yourselves and make sure that you are in a comfortable and relaxed position. Just make sure you drop your shoulders, let your hands relax, make sure your eyes are closed and you're not holding any tension anywhere within your body. And we're just going to take three really deep, slow breaths to start with. So breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. So I'd just like you to become aware of your body. So notice the sense of contact between your body and the floor or whatever you're lying on. Maybe notice your clothes against your skin. So now we're going to connect to the metaphor. So within the strong turbulent winds of a hurricane is the eye. The centre of the hurricane is the quiet. Okay, so in the eye of a hurricane, there is no wind, there's no movement. So for a moment, just picture this idea in your mind. Try to visualise the strong turbulent winds of a hurricane and the inner core that is peaceful and quiet. Let's see if you can become like the centre of the hurricane. Your current circumstances, your thoughts, your feelings and the sensations throughout your body can be compared to the winds of a hurricane. Is it possible for you to let go of all these things for a moment so you are no longer taking part in them? Like the centre of the hurricane is not taking part in the turbulent surrounding winds. To do this, start by focusing on your breath. Simply breathe in and breathe out. Focus inward. Just like the eye is deep within the hurricane, your eye is deep within you. Use your breath to connect to this part of you. Simply breathe in and breathe out. Stay connected to your breath. If anything stressful happens in this moment, such as negative thoughts, unpleasant feelings, annoying sounds, difficult life events or memories, try to look at them as if they are the turbulent wind of the hurricane, whirling around, continually changing, unpredictable in nature. Notice that you are not them. They are separate to you. You are the silent centre of the hurricane, the part that is peaceful despite what is happening around you. You are the silent centre of the hurricane, peaceful and at ease. You are not reacting.
Wow.
You are simply observing. Like the wind of the hurricane, these experiences are constantly moving and changing. You, on the other hand, are stable. You are not moving or being carried away by them. As you are breathing, notice how you move more and more towards the centre of the hurricane, towards the eye. Just like the turbulent wind of the hurricane, your thoughts, your feelings, and whatever is happening outside yourself is still going on, but you are no longer part of it. You are in a safe, peaceful place, breathing in, breathing out. As you sit here connected to your eye, notice whatever arises. Notice the wind of the hurricane, but do not participate. Stay in the eye. Notice thoughts. Notice feelings. Notice sensations. Continue to watch the ever-changing nature of the world inside and outside you. Watch from a distance, with curiosity and without judgment, without reacting to what you see. No matter how intense or bad the hurricane gets, the eye is always centered, calm and at ease. Even the most turbulent hurricane cannot hurt or harm the eye. The eye is safe. Whenever you feel you need to restore your inner peace, use your breath to connect to this silent part of yourself. Just breathe in and breathe out. It may help to visualize the hurricane with yourself in the center. It can be difficult to see the eye of the hurricane at times, and sometimes we forget the eye is there. However, it is always there. If we examine closely enough, even the strongest, darkest hurricane, sooner or later we'll see the eye centered and constant. So just taking a moment to think about the metaphor in that meditation and what it tells us. So it's just about how when everything can feel a little bit tumultuous around us, it feels like everything's going on, we might feel overwhelmed or exhausted or frustrated. It's just reconnected with that calm inner self, which in this analogy was the eye of the hurricane. So even when the hurricane is at its strongest and the winds are blowing and it's doing a lot of damage, the eye is always calm. And what this exercise is trying to teach you to do is to find that centre, that calm centre within yourself, when you may feel like lots of other stuff is going on around you. So when life gets overwhelming, when your feelings are too strong for you to cope with, it's just about connecting back with that eye and just saying to yourself that that calm inner self is always there and that it can't be damaged in any way. I've just taken a moment to just again picture that hurricane. Picture the strong turbulent winds, but remember that within that centre there is the calm, the quiet, the eye of the hurricane. If your thoughts have started to wander, just bring them back gently and just connect back to the breath. And remember, we do that by just taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. So just repeat that, in through the nose, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And just try to just relax your body even further if you can. Just sink more deeply into the mat, into the floor. Just allow any tension that may have built up to just dissolve. Just make sure you're not holding any unnecessary tension, so you're not clenching fists, clenching your jaw. Just relax. Just take this moment to just feel that calmness that is always there at the centre of the hurricane. It can be helpful to compare this to blue skies. Okay, don't forget that even on the cloudiest, greyest day, the blue sky is always there, even if we can't see it. Okay, sometimes the clouds are just too thick or too low and we can't see the blue sky and we might feel really heavy and quite downcast. But remember that those clouds will blow away, they will clear, and that the blue sky is always there. So that's just reminding ourselves that things will pass, and even if in the moment they might feel overwhelming, we just need to connect to that sense of calm that's deep within us. And that you can always take yourself back there by connecting to the breath, just breathing slowly and giving yourself a moment to just be calm. Okay, so we've had a few minutes now to just relax and to just think deeply and carefully about the meditation. So we're just going to start by just bringing a little bit of movement back into our bodies. You might just want to start by just really small little stretches, so you might want to stretch out fingers and toes. You might want to let your head fall from side to side or your chin drop to your chest. You might want to yawn as if you're just waking up. Just slow, gentle movements. We're not in any rush. And when we are coming out of any kind of mindfulness practice, we just want to take it slowly and steadily, so that we don't lose the sense of calm that we've built up over the last few minutes. So just slowly beginning to move, bringing some movement back into your body. And again, when you are ready, just slowly opening your eyes and just letting your eyes adjust to the light again. Get used to your surroundings. And while you're lying there with your eyes open, I just want you to think to yourself, what was it like during the meditation? How do you feel now? Did you feel like you could connect with the metaphor of the eye of the hurricane? And if not, maybe you can think, maybe you preferred thinking about the blue sky that's always there behind the grey clouds, or you might have another metaphor that you prefer. Sometimes during a meditation, issues that we've been suppressed or squashing down can sometimes rise to the surface. So there may have been things that you noticed that you might not have thought about for a while. So just give yourself a moment to think about, you know, what did you experience? How did it feel? And how did you deal with them? So we've now brought a little bit of movement back, we've opened our eyes, we've reflected on how we felt during the meditation. So now when we're ready, we can start to just bring a little bit more movement in. So you might want to do a big stretch. You might want to roll over onto your side before pushing yourself up into a sitting position. Whatever works for you, but just taking it nice and slowly and staying connected to the calm, hopefully relaxed feeling. And then when you're ready, you can carry on with the rest of your day.